From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking to the Christian Broadcasting Network, said that the Russian President Vladimir Putin would have preferred Hillary Clinton as the current president of the United States.
If Hillary had won, our military would be decimated. Mm-hmm. Our energy would be much more expensive. That's what Putin doesn't like about me. And that's why I say, why would he want me? Because from day one, I wanted a strong military. He doesn't want to see that.
Mr. Trump said his initial excellent meeting with Putin last week on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Germany was productive despite their differences. He went on to say that he thinks that in a case like Syria, they can get together, do a ceasefire, and there are many other cases where getting along can be a very positive thing. Current ceasefire in Syria does remain intact. That's in contrast to previous efforts to stop the violence there, which Trump said haven't held at all. President Donald Trump, who in the past has disparaged Paris as an unsafe city because of terrorism, will be there to mark the French national holiday, Bastille Day. That's on a Friday, after holding counterterrorism talks with President Emmanuel Macron and marking the 100th anniversary of U.S. troops entering World War I. More recently, Mr. Trump suggested that Islamic State attacks in Paris had diminished its standing as a world-class destination. As he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 International Paris Accord to control greenhouse gas emissions, Mr. Trump said that he was elected to represent Pittsburgh, not Paris. Nevertheless, he was subsequently accepted President Macron's invitation to attend the country's annual mid-July celebrations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says the White House is functioning perfectly, challenging accounts that it's in chaos from his eldest son's disclosure of how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about Hillary Clinton, Trump's Democratic election opponent. The new accounts describe the president with a light schedule Tuesday, assuming while he watched news channel reports about Donald Trump Jr.'s email chain with an intermediary for the lawyer as they set up a June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower in New York. But Mr. Trump said his White House has been focused on overhauling the country's health care law, tax cuts and reforms, and many other things. He says he has very little time for watching TV. The number of refugees allowed into the U.S. this fiscal year has exceeded 50,000, the cap set by President Trump in his executive order restricting travelers and refugees to the U.S. But after months of uncertainty and legal wrangling, it remains unclear how many refugees and how many more will be allowed into the country under a recent exemption by the U.S. Supreme Court for those who have a bona fide relationship with the person or entity in the United States. As of midday Wednesday, the total number of refugees admitted was 50,086. While the cap has been reached, the number of refugees may continue to grow. That's pending its review of the travel ban later this year. The Supreme Court allowed parts of the executive order that had been suspended by judges in lower courts to go into effect. This included a temporary ban on refugees, except for those who have evidence of close family ties to the country. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir is freezing all negotiations with the United States following President Donald Trump's postponing of a final decision on whether to permanently lift economic sanctions against Sudan for another 3 months. President Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama, signed an executive order before leaving office in January that temporarily lifted some of the sanctions on the Central African nation for 6 months. Mr. Trump was facing a Wednesday deadline imposed by Obama that would have made his decision permanent. Instead, Trump signed a new order Tuesday that extends the temporary period until October 12th. Global stock markets rose sharply Wednesday after Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen dampened expectations that the U.S. Central Bank would rise and raise interest rates more than three times in 2017. Central Bank has already raised rates twice in 2017. One more rate hike is expected. In testimony before Congress, Yellen said the U.S. economy is strong enough to absorb further gradual interest rate increases, and that despite the slow pace of growth, the world's largest economy continues to add jobs and more. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.